Hey guys, what's going on? Dace here, and yeah, it's been quite some time since I did a Shmup podcast episode, and this is more or less going to be an episode that touches on what I've been doing lately, and just some of the shmup-related things that have been in the works lately, even though it hasn't been an insane amount. So anyway, I trust everyone's having a stellar day, and anyway, we're just going to get right into it. So yeah, it's been a month since my last Shmuptopia podcast episode, and the reason being I was wanting to clean up some unfinished RPGs, and so I really buckled down with that kind of stuff and didn't touch anything else other than Waifu Uncovered, which came out a couple of weeks ago or something. I was really stoked to check that out, which is actually a really, really cool and a stimulating shmup. So yeah, that's been really awesome. But anyway, it's nice to be back. So yeah, one main highlight of this episode is more or less just going to be talking about the Darius Cosmic Collection arcade and console bundle that I just received 2 days ago, I think, 2 or 3 days. Because if you haven't played the Darius games, or Darius, depending on how you want to say it, they are definitely a must. Like, they are unlike anything else I've ever played before. I know I've done YouTube videos and stuff where I've discussed this with people and whatever, so I won't get into like huge detail with that, but I will just say a few little things. They're the first shmup series which had their very own, or at least based on the ones I played, had their very own like full theme that is just throughout all the games, and that would be the aquatic specimens kind of direction that they went. So like your enemies and especially the bosses are just aquatic creatures, like deep sea urchins, crabs, just different types of fish. There's like the I think he's called the Golden Ogre, the Gold Ogre or something. He's like this massive piranha at the end of the first level in Darius Gaiden, which, by the way, is like my favorite. It's so good. So anyway, there was just something when I first got the standard, I think the Japanese release of Darius Cosmic Collection that came with whatever it did. I was just blown away because it was so cool having something so unique and different from everything else I had sampled up until that point. So I love these games. So anyway, what comes with this particular collection? I have the goods right here. So on the inside of the box flap, we have Darius Old Version, which is arcade, Darius New Version, Extra Version. These are all arcade for now. Darius 2 Dual Screen Version. I'm really, really stoked to check that out. We have Sagaya Version 1 and 2. Darius Gaiden. We have Darius Twin, which is Super Famicom. We have Darius Twin Super NES. We have Supernova, Darius Force, Sagaya, the Sega Master System. Darius 2 Mega Drive, Sagaya on Genesis. Darius... what is that? I'm not able to really make out that symbol. It looks sort of like an A, but not really. Darius something. But anyway, PC Engine and Darius Plus. So there are quite a number that I have not sampled because I think the version I got before was just coming with numbers 1, 2... and then Gaiden and Sagaya, with a few different versions of those as well. It's not just the four games. It's like, yeah, whatever, additional stuff. But yeah, this bundle, I did some pictures for Twitter, and it came with quite an array of things. I think they are acrylic art pieces. They're like these square-shaped, they look to be 3 or 4 inches by 3 or 4 inches, and they all have like these awesome images, but it's like this smooth clear layer over top. It's tricky to explain, but they're gorgeous. So I got those 5 of them actually. And then I got just your standard like paper style inserts, like postcards, stickers, and whatever. And then I got the Darius the Omnibus 2 Union and Darius the Omnibus Generations Zuntata, which I haven't opened yet, but they are looking like one, it looks like it's a single disc, and the other is probably a single disc as well. But I had totally forgotten what was all coming with these, or with this set, because on my list of things that I'm waiting for, which I've pre-ordered, this was pretty much at the bottom of the list, not including things that are not even made yet, like Kickstarter stuff, for instance. So I don't really count those. But yeah, it's been a long time waiting on this. So yeah, I'm just, I think August is going to be a great time to just jump right in and experience some Darius stuff again. What I'm thinking, even though I have done YouTube videos on some of these already with my other release that I got, I'm thinking it'll be great to just do like a 15, 20 minute, whatever, sample of the ones that I've already done, just to kind of, because that was ages ago, like when I was doing the first month of Shmupocalypse, or it might have even been just before that when I first got the Darius Cosmic Collection. So I feel like enough time has passed that I just genuinely want to revisit and share those experiences. And because there are a whole bunch that I have never played before, I think just having a concentration of all of these side by side will be really cool to see. So that's kind of like the aim for August. And yeah, we'll see how it goes. Other than that, I don't think there was really anything else that came, except for three badges. They're like metallic, of course, with like just a little pin on the back. And I think one says Sagaya, one says Darius. The other one says Darius something, I think. But they're really awesome. Overall, I'm just super, super impressed with this release. And I'm very thankful that it arrived here safely and securely. And it's just one less thing that I'm waiting on. And like the box that this thing came in, it is just this thick thing. Like, it's just crazy. Be sure to like check out images if you're interested. But I'm so, so stoked that I snagged this. And Strictly Limited Games always does epic versions for Switch physicals. So I'm just beyond stoked to have this. And I'm really, really eager to dig into some goodness with Darius. So that being said, I don't really think there's much else to say, except I will talk a little bit about what I have been doing shmup-wise, but that'll kind of wrap up this episode. It's not going to be a long one. But yeah, Staraden Binary Stars has been something that I have just been so deep into all over again. It's pretty much the only shmup I've been touching lately. Thanks to Uncle Trev, or Lord Shmup, as some of you may know, he started promoting the daily runs, and I was like, oh yeah, it's been ages since I did that. So I jumped back into it. I've been doing that for probably a month or more now. I'm not even sure, but some interesting highlights have kind of popped up, because with doing the daily runs and regular runs again, I don't recall how many weeks ago it was, but originally my all-time high score outside of daily runs was, I think, 512 million. And I was determined to just beat that, because that's not a lot of, that's not a high score. And so it's interesting, because I stuck with it for a number of runs, and I was able to push it to double. Over double, actually. I hit 1.2 something billion, and that was amazing, and just really cool to see the jump in the leaderboards and stuff. So that has been awesome. And then there was a daily run that I did where I scored over 3 billion, and that was huge. Now, of course, the thing to keep in mind is when you're doing a daily run, depending on which run you get, or which run everyone gets, you're sometimes going to start with upgrades. So I might have had two or three to start with. So obviously you have a bit more of a simpler time, just like crushing that much faster. But at the same time, it's still the things you've got to do to get to 3 billion are pretty wild. So in addition to that, I think it was last week I beat my high score outside of the daily runs. Not by much, but it's still an improvement. So I went from, I think, 1.2 billion to 1.5, which is pretty crazy. I think for me, the thing that happens is, like, I'll get through the first two full cycles of the game, like, fine. And then when I get to the battleship of the third cycle, he's just that much more crazy, that much more defended with, like, the shields that he spews out that you've got to take out. And, of course, if you're playing as the bot ship, then this is where I say, like, he's one of the weakest against that boss specifically. I've mentioned that at times. I think I mentioned that in the Sterton video I just did for YouTube not too long ago. I think it was last week. I did a guide video for the battleship boss fight specifically, where I show how to beat him with each and every ship, and just, yeah, some of these strategies and stuff. So that's kind of where I'm at today. Like, I did a daily run. It just happened to be a bot run. And I scored 1.3 4 billion today, I think. And it was the same thing. I got through the first two cycles, and then I got to the battleship of the third cycle, and just, it gets messy really quick, and the bots just aren't effective at that point because he's just so strong and just so defended, and your bots just are not taking out the shields fast enough to be doing damage. So I'm kind of like thinking and brainstorming excuse me, of ways in which I can tweak my strategy specifically for when I get to that third version of the battleship, because yeah, he's just crazy difficult right now. So anyway, that's what I've been doing. I've really been enjoying that game and just getting more people interested and just sharing picks and all that kind of stuff on Twitter, and the video clips of just wild times during the runs. It's, to this day, like, I'm not familiar with too many rogue-inspired shmups that have, like, rogue-style elements thrown into the mix. There's, like, that Lazy Galaxy one, but I beat that, like, within my first sitting. So, to this day, Sterton just stands as king of horizontal shmups that have those rogue-like elements thrown into the mix. Maybe for the listeners, if you know of other rogue-inspired shmups out there, then let me know, because I would love to, just check out some others if there are some on Switch. But yeah, I think just the great thing about Sterton is that every step of the way, and of course, Uncle Trev and I already did like a lengthy chat about the ins and outs of the game, so be sure to check that out. But I think one thing that just really strikes me as so wholesome and pure when it comes to Sterton is the fact that every step of the way you are just being challenged, and you have got to earn everything that you are going to earn in that game. Like, the thing with Lazy Galaxy, for instance, is that, yeah, it's sort of set up in a similar way where you, like, beat a level and then you pick up a power-up of your choice from, like, a randomized whatever. But when I'm able to beat a shmup like that in a single sitting, let alone, like, or even just like the same day, that really just shows to me that not as much planning or thought or challenge was put into it. Because when I think about Sterton, now of course that was my first shmup in like 20 years or something like that, but at the same time, like, I just remember feeling like I actually worked my ass off to progress in that game, especially when it came to the battleship. I was on that guy for weeks. It felt like weeks and weeks before I finally took him down. Like, it was like the biggest dread ever, just like knowing, like, oh man, we got one level left before we come up to this guy, and like, are we gonna have like a proper build to be able to take him out, or like what. And of course, I wasn't really analyzing his moves as much as I do now and stuff like that. But yeah, like there was just this immense sense of, wow, I accomplished it. I earned that. And yeah, like you are just that much more stoked to keep playing and keep getting better, because it wasn't just this, okay, I booted up and I'm done an hour later. Cool. I think if that was the case, Staredin would just not be as highly ranked in my personal opinion as I have just chosen to view it, because it is just that good. So anyway, that's more or less what's been in the works. I think that's kind of pretty much it for this episode, to be honest. I realize it's a very short one, but I do want to sort out getting some other peeps involved with some discussions and stuff like that. For the Stonebeak Productions one, Card Dreamer and I have just been doing nonstop discussions lately, because we've just always had that kind of flow where we talk about one topic and then we just automatically come up with 20 more topics. So we're just rolling with that for SBP. But I do want to bring a little more of that into the fold for the Shmuptopia podcast as well. But anyway, that's going to be it, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Have a stellar one, and keep on playing those shmups.